Blog Talk Radio.
You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? I'm intrigued. Well, you know, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very statement. Today on Motivational Mondays, yes, you heard it. We are dropping the F-bomb.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I genuinely do. I really do. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic for you that I'm real excited about and excited to simply lean in and gain some great insight and wisdom. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays, without question, it is rich and insightful, and that's your feedback, and we thank you so much for that. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And we've been on the airwaves for about almost 9 years now, so there is definitely a great richness. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. Well, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming. And, of course, this will be around today's rich subject. And then we will, if time permits, we will open the lines up for your participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your notepad, if you're not already sitting in front of your desktops or your laptops, you have your smartphone with your notes, your tablets, your iPads, whatever it may be, old school, your notepad with your pen, you want to grab it so that you can soak in the richness and get those nuggets, those jewels, those gems that will be shared today on our live broadcast. Well, before we jump into today's topic, you know, we ask that you take a quick moment and invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in the program, which we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this. We can't do it without YOU. We know that. And so we ask for your support in getting the word out and assisting with enlarging our territory by sharing with your network. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And today, yes, I'm saying it, we are dropping the F-bomb, hold on, for success. Got you, didn't I? We are dropping the F-bombs, and let's lean in and let's really get into it today and what we're going to focus on as it relates to dropping the quote-unquote F-bomb. Where did your mind go? See, this is Motivational Mondays, people. Come on. But, you know, as we get into this rich topic and this journey, you know, it reminds me, and I have to reflect today, because as I was reflecting on my journey of, and I was thinking about, what has been a major game changer on my journey? You know, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that, and it's been mentioned that I was launched out into full-time entrepreneurship in 2005, long time. It didn't start in 2005. It actually started many years before, where God began to speak his purpose and his assignment on my life. And from that awareness and awakening, I, of course, began to embrace it. I started to look into, okay, what does this all look like? I was on a journey of discovery. And different things that were key began to happen on my journey. I was still in the corporate setting at the time, and I began to refine my journey in the corporate setting. Because once I got that awakening of what I believed my purpose was and what that looked like, I began to pursue it right where I was, even in the corporate setting. You know, it's interesting because I was in real estate and in property management when I got this awakening. And I started out in property management as an assistant manager, and the natural transition would be, okay, now you become a manager. And I did a year later. But it was in that time that God began to speak his purpose on my life. And I began to pursue what I felt I was hearing. And so I was a manager for 4 years, and my next opportunity, I was an assistant manager. And one would say, huh, why would you go backwards? It would appear you're going backwards. Well, you see, what one didn't know is in that time frame, God began to speak his purpose on my life. And because of that, even though I still had to be in the corporate setting, I wanted to align myself as much as possible with doing the aspects within the corporate setting of God's call that I could do. And so a way in which for me to do that in my second opportunity in property management and real estate, to now refine and work more with the team in coaching, in training, and the aspect of resident relations and interacting with the people, not behind the desk dealing with financials and crunching numbers and reporting and all of that, but being in the trenches. And so every opportunity I had from that moment of awakening was a refining and an aligning of what I believe was God's purpose and the vision on my life, for my life. My next opportunity, I was a leasing manager. Many would say, wait a minute, she's really going backwards. She started as an assistant. She got her next opportunity, was a manager. Then she went back to an assistant. And then she went back even further to a leasing manager. Wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. She's going back. Again, individuals didn't know that I am now fighting to align, not based on what one would say would be the natural progression in that industry, but rather I was fighting to align with what I believed was God's purpose and call on my life. And each position that I took until I was released in 2005 was an alignment and a pursuit of purpose and God's vision. And so our first F-bomb, we're dropping F-bombs today. Our first F-bomb is the F-bomb firm believer that the journey that I'm on, I would not be on this journey if it wasn't for faith. Now, you may be in a different position. You may not have faith. That's your right. I'm sharing with you my truth. I'm sharing with you insight into empowerment that I've gleaned personally on my journey. I give that disclosure because I know I'm on a global platform. I don't know all of who's listening in and where you are on your journey. I can only speak my truth. And so this F-bomb of faith was key early on my journey. You know, having this strong belief and the confidence and the trust in something greater than you, for me, that is God. because from the moment God began to speak his purpose and call on my life, I knew that there was a higher call that I had to pursue, that it was not about just me doing what I wanted to do. Because if that was the case, guess what? I would have stayed in real estate because that's what I thought, and that's how I saw my journey unfolding. I thought, for sure, I'm going to be a real estate mogul. Yes, I saw it. But it wasn't about the pursuit of purpose. It really wasn't. It was all about getting the biggest house, getting the nicest car, getting the things and the bling. It really was. The money. You see, I, out of high school, began to work for a real estate financing company, and it was a natural transition for me to get my real estate license. I had family in the industry. I still have family in the industry doing extremely well. And it just seemed like a natural transition. So here I am around all of these people that are, you know, very affluent and influencers in this industry, driving the nicest cars, big houses, all of the things and the bling. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's for me. But it wasn't about purpose. And that's why I ended up transitioning out of that industry, because it wasn't about purpose. And as I grew on my journey, because as those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me give the illustration that I literally felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And because I was not in the space that I was created for, I was dealing with constant friction. And I believe that for many of you that are listening in, you're in that place. You're dealing with constant friction. And, you know, when I think about my journey, how it has unfolded truly was not what I and how I would have written a story. It really isn't. I, again, would have been a real estate mogul. I would not have been on the journey that I've been on. But when I think about the fact that when I tapped into the higher call of purpose on my life, wow, I unlocked that door to greater peace and to greater significance on my journey. Now, I wouldn't have written the story the way that it has unfolded. I'm being transparent. Because there's been some high highs, there's been some lows. But I have to tell you that even in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of that, these years of being an entrepreneur and living life on purpose and the pursuit of that at different levels and living it out at different levels have truly been, even in the midst of the struggles, have truly been the most fulfilling years of my life. They really have. And if I had to make the decisions all over again, even knowing what I know, I would still make the decision to navigate based on faith. So F-bomb number one, we just dropped it. It's faith. Because I believe that you have to have that strong belief and the confidence and trust in something greater than you. That's what faith is. And our journey, our the vision, the call, the assignment, the purpose, whatever and however you want to identify it. If you can do it in your own power and might, not big enough. If you can do it in your own power and might. Because I believe that whatever we've been assigned to do, it is a constant stretching out of our comfort zone. It is always greater than the capacity of where we are. You know, I think about Steve Jobs as an example. And I only mention him because most people have some level of an Apple device in their home. If it's not an iPhone, it's an iPad. I mean, I can go, it's an Apple computer. You have some level of Apple products. It is likely. Very rarely, even those people that are Android phone people, guess what? They have an iPad. So what does that mean? They still have an Apple product. So I mentioned Steve Jobs because the vision was far greater than him. And it's still living today, even though he is no longer living. It was bigger than him. And so whatever your assignment is, it's bigger than you. Whatever your purpose is, it's bigger than you. And because of that, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. You have to have this strong belief and confidence in something greater than your own self. For me, that's God. You can't do it on your own. But what's so awesome is that when we are moving and pursuing purpose, there are people around us that were designed to assist us on our journey. Maybe it's your mentors. Maybe it's someone that's an expert in a certain area, an area that you may not have the insight in, but you're the visionary of. And so they say, hey, let's partner. I want to help you, whatever the case may be. So our first F-bomb, as we've established, is faith. Our next F-bomb is, and here on this Juneteenth, freedom is what's being talked about. Now let's look at and understand this freedom as it relates to the pursuit of purpose and living out the assignment that we've been created for, working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. See, because freedom is this state of being You're like, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? Yes, I'm traumatizing for a reason. Okay. Do I have your attention now? Gotcha. Can we have some fun on a Motivational Monday? So when we're looking at freedom, freedom is all about no longer being imprisoned, no longer being enslaved. And so often, when we're walking in and being free, we have the power. We have the power to act and speak or think in a manner in which we desire to without hindrance, without restraint. We're no longer bound. It gives us the opportunity to truly be authentically who we are, who we have been created to be. You know, it's so interesting that I can think of the different mile markers on my journey where I had to truly embrace the essence and the layers of who Coach Adams is. You know, I remember when I was in high school, a very dear friend of mine, their mom would often tell me, "You speak so white, you speak so white." And I thought, what does that mean? I mean, I'm in high school. What are you saying? Because I articulate well, because I communicate clearly, that is, quote, unquote, speaking white. And that was something that it really disturbed me as a teenager, you know, in high school. Why would she say that? And it was a struggle to just have the freedom to be me. And in different environments, I thought, wow, the expectation of how you speak, there's different levels of what that looks like for people. But what is interesting is we talked about faith. I've grown to learn that every aspect of our journey, every aspect of our journey, It is this process of blending together, this process of weaving together the fullness who we were created and designed to be. Later on in life, of course, I got the awakening that the purpose of my life was speaking. And therefore, the articulation that I had and that I have, it's all a part of the call of my life. It's so funny that I'll be in certain circles and I'll say something and it doesn't connect to them, but it's just me being authentically who I've been created to be. And I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. But it took me time to get into that space of not feeling imprisoned and enslaved based on other people's expectations. You know, I remember when I first started on my journey, finding my voice. And what does that look like? The quirkiness, the this, the that, that makes me uniquely me, and the willingness to be authentically that, and the layers of what that represents. You know, I really am so grateful. I'm so grateful, authentically grateful, genuinely, for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, because God used them and their ministry at a key point in my life when I was on the journey of discovery. God began to speak the speaker and the call and the coach, but he really used their ministry to help me to understand and navigate differently. In addition, joining with them as their global master trainer in 2005 when I was released from the corporate setting was a tremendous blessing, because even when Coach Adams didn't have anything else on her calendar, once a month she had a life-changing vertical leap seminar founded by Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth that I had the opportunity, the platform to operate in the gift and to find my voice and to become free in that being authentically me. Life-changing for me, and I'm so grateful for that. And so I encourage you, what makes you uniquely you be that, and the layers of that? See, I had to grow into that. And now I'm just who I am. Either you like me or you love to hate me, whatever, I can only be me. You know, so often we are not free. We're enslaved because we're fighting to please everyone else. We're fighting to fit into this wardrobe, the clothes that other people want us to fit into, this mold that other people feel like we should be. You should talk like this, which is what my friend's mother is saying. You should talk like this. No, this is how I talk. This is who I am. And unapologetically, I can only be the authentic me. And in that, there is great freedom. The quirkiness, the so on and so forth, the, you know, witty sense of humor that's a little offbeat at times, all of that makes me me. I can't be you. And so often we are fighting to be a carbon copy of other people because we feel like I'll be more accepted if I am more like this person. And so we have the knockoffs of everything because people are trying to not be authentically genuine to the original that they've been created to be, but rather they're trying to be a great carbon copy of someone else. And it's uncomfortable because it's not authentically you. So in essence, you're in prison, you're enslaved because you have given of your power. Freedom is about having the power. You're having the power
to act, to speak, or to think in a manner in which is just authentically you, without hindrance. And that is who you've been created to be. Now, don't misunderstand. It's not about not being open to growing and learning and evolving. I have constantly been growing and evolving on my journey. That has supported me in the being authentically me, the becoming who I am to be. And so I want to encourage you. F-bomb number two, freedom. F-bomb number one, faith. Bomb. On this journey as we're looking at the F-bombs for success. Focus. Focus. The ability to focus is this idea that, as an example, you have a target. You are visually clear on what that target is. You are now navigating in the direction of that target. Whatever the interest is, you are moving towards that. You've had to crystallize and allow there to be the clarity that's needed, focusing the lens in that direction. And so that means whatever your vision is, you have to get clear on what that looks like from the inside out. Because when you are clear, you have the greater power and ability to walk in freedom at a whole different level. What am I saying? Prime example. I'm an executive consultant. I go into organizations and have for about 8 years now, where I've been able to blend together 12 years of experience in property management and real estate, along with my coaching and training. And so I go in as an executive consultant with the knowledge base that I have in that industry and the coaching and training that I've grown to be, right? And I'm very clear on the why I'm there. If I wasn't, this would be a challenge. So I'm very focused on the intention. I'm very clear on the why. I'm very grateful to say, and I don't say this from a place of arrogance, so please don't misunderstand, but every time I go in as an executive consultant, the people want to hire me full time. But I know that that's not the vision. It's not for me to get lost in someone else's vision in that way. I can come in and partner and support, but that gives me the freedom to be authentically who I've been created to be, right? But if I wasn't clear, if I didn't have the focus needed every time someone throws this salary at me, then I would be like, oh, yeah. But I'm able to say no and to stay true to the vision simply because I know that it would cost me something. It would cost me being able to be free and authentically me, because now I would be enslaved to you. If I'm your employee, you have a different expectation of me versus me being an executive consultant. I'm an independent contractor. And yes, it has its and minuses, but being an employee has its pluses and minuses. But because I'm very clear, I've focused the lens. Of course, this is our F-bomb. We're talking about focus. Because I've been able to focus the lens, I know the intent of why I'm there. And it's an alignment of visions. It's a partnership. But it's not that I'm to get lost in someone else's vision and, quote, unquote, blow a hole in my boat of what God has called me to do and how he's designed me and lose me. And oftentimes when we don't have that focus, we lack the focus that's needed, we get lost. Someone throws a great opportunity, a job to us. We're like, yes, I'll take it. And then we're unhappy because we've lost focus on the vision. And this process of getting clear, having the focus that's needed, it is so imperative and so key on our journey. So I want to encourage you, if you're not already clear, then you need to take the time to get clear. If you are clear, you need to keep the vision before you. Recently in one of my coaching sessions, this very topic came up with one of my clients because they were being thrown at them some money and they were like, Coach Adams, I'm kind of losing my way. And I said, well, let's recenter. What is the focus? And as they talked it through, they realized, all money is not the right money. Now, please don't misunderstand. Coach Adams is not naive to know that we need money. That's the way of doing commerce, to operate in this world system. But because of the journey that I've been on, I know that it is imperative to keep money in its proper perspective, because all money is not good money. If you lose your peace of mind, is it good money? Because now you've sacrificed your peace. No, it's not. And so if it aligns, if there's an alignment of visions, then yes, by all means, walk in the boldness of that partnership. But be clear. Have the central focus and be clear on what is your target. And you have to take the time to know what that is. And so because I'm clear, when I'm offered the opportunities, I know that I can't take that opportunity. But rather, I can continue to support you as an executive consultant for as long as this project will be, with a grateful heart, very grateful, come one of your employees, because that's not the vision. And I would lose focus on the vision. I would lose sight. And you have to keep the vision before you, meaning you have to know what your target is and stay focused on that. Now, it's different for every person. Everyone has not been created to be an entrepreneur. You may be an intrapreneur. You may have an entrepreneurial mindset working for a corporation. Still stay focused on the vision, being clear on what that looks like. Oh, we're dropping some F-bombs today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. If you're just tuning in, we are dropping the F-bombs for success. We've talked about faith, freedom, and we were just closing out on focus. We have two more F-bombs we want to drop for you today, and the next is fortitude. Fortitude. Do you have a lion's heart? Are you courageous in the midst of pain and adversity? Are you courageous? Do you have courage in the midst of pain and adversity? Because that's what fortitude is. It is this fire to fight, to not give up in the midst of life stuff and circumstances. You know, as I stated, my journey has not been an easy journey. It has not. But because God's vision has been very clear to me, I have been able to, in the highs and the lows and the in-betweens, I've been able to fight through and increase my capacity and threshold of pain in the midst of adversity. And I've been learning that in the midst of adversity, if we're looking for it, there are some great opportunities. Because there's certain things that will only come out when we're dealing with the issues and challenges of life. And the key is, will you grow on the other side better? Or will you be bitter? Many are growing bitter because your vision, you don't know what it is. You don't have the focus. So you're just going through your suffering and you're like, I don't know why. And nobody knows the trouble I've seen, Coach Adams. Woe is me. You have not a clue. I don't have a clue about you, but I know I can speak on my journey. I know fortitude, it has been something that I've had to literally flex these muscles on my journey. But it's in the process of each thing that I've been able to process through, every adversity, every painful situation, that it has allowed me to become more courageous and have greater courage in the midst of the adversity. So as we're dropping these F-bombs for you today, faith, freedom, focus, fortitude is this fire to fight in the midst of adversity. And if you're not willing to fight for the vision that God has given you, and see, so often, because we're not clear, we've lost the focus, we are just kind of haphazardly on the journey, moving with the wind of this thing and that thing. We're not committed to anything, and we're just kind of a jack of all trades, not a master of anything. You have lost sight. And this process, as you know, Motivational Mondays, my goal is when we come together, when you sacrifice this hour of empowerment, you're coming together because with us on the airwaves because your mindset is that of working it now, getting your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. And you're looking for additional tools and insight into empowerment and resources that support you on that journey. It's a constant bringing you back to your focus every Monday with intention, because life would throw us all of this stuff, the adversity, the pain, and we would lose sight of. We lose focus. And remember, that's one of our F-bombs for success, focus. And you have to keep the vision before you. And when the vision is staying before you, you now have the fortitude. But so often, because the vision is not clear, the focus is not clear, you're running from this thing to that thing. You've gotten caught up in a corporate setting, lost. You're miserable. It's interesting because when I'm leaving in the morning, there's this man that lives in my environment, in my community, and we're leaving about the same time. And when I tell you, I see him regularly, and he looks absolutely miserable. And my heart aches for him because I know that 85%, I believe the Gallup poll states 85% of people are going to jobs that they hate, working with people that they can't stand, 85%, large percentage. And when I see this person, computer bag and their little lunch pail, going and leaving, getting into the car with this look of, I got to go here. I got to go here. The energy, you can just tell, miserable. You know, the first time I thought, he's having a bad day. And I see him regularly, and that's the same, like, And I, to myself, I'm like, I can't imagine. I know what it feels like to be out of alignment. And now being on the other side, I couldn't even imagine. I'm so grateful that I'm on the other side. And because the vision is clear, I have the fortitude to press through. And our last F-bomb that we are going to drop for you today, our F-bomb for success. We've said faith, freedom, focus, fortitude. Lastly, you better have some fun on your journey. You need to enjoy what you do. Have a lightheartedness, a pleasure. Don't take yourself too seriously. I have a dear friend who often says, if I'm not having fun doing what I'm doing, I don't need to do it. And it doesn't mean that you're just playing all the time, but it's a mindset that comes with enjoyment. Are you enjoying what you do? You see, I can get on the road and head from Orange County to DTLA 4 days out of the week sitting in traffic because I enjoy what I do. I really do. And I'm so grateful. And enjoying what you do allows you to tap into a greater level of who you are. You better enjoy you first and foremost. It starts with you enjoying you and enjoying what you do. Better have fun and enjoy it. I love the team that I'm supporting in this season. I've been working hard with them to identify and find the right team members. And I take it so seriously because they have a good dynamic right now. And I know the wrong person. Ooh. You've heard that term. One bad apple can spoil the bunch. The wrong person that doesn't have the right attitude, ooh, they can bring you down, can't they? I think about the little lobsters in an aquarium. You know, when one lobster's trying to crawl out, other ones are trying to pull them down. When you are around the wrong people, they'll try to pull you down. It becomes an energy drain. And so you got to make sure of the vibrations and the energy of the people that are around you. Are you enjoying the people that are in your circle, that you're around? Are you able to have a lightheartedness and not take you too seriously? I have to tell you, I've been guilty of taking me far too seriously. And when I was in that place, it was evident, it was clear, it showed. And so the ability to, on the journey, still have fun in the midst of, find fulfillment, significance, and enjoyment. You see, when we are living life on purpose, that in and of itself unlocks the door to fulfillment. And when we are feeling more fulfilled, we enjoy the journey. We can approach things from a lighthearted, pleasurable place because we're doing what we've been created to do. You know, I think about, and I mention it often, when I was in real estate, I was that square peg trying so desperately to fit into a round head, a round hole. That square peg was not designed to fit in that space. Therefore, there was constant friction. I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I didn't feel like I was on a journey that led to significance. You know, even with or without the money, I have, as I stated, I've been on the journey and been an entrepreneur since 2005. And I've had some amazing experiences that I'm so grateful for. I can think about a season when I was traveling with my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, that because I didn't have a full-time salary, I was traveling, having these great experiences many times, without a dollar of my own money in my pocket or my purse. But yet, I was living life that was so fulfilling, and it was so significant. I could see the impact that God was using me, partnered with them, to make in the lives of others. And, oh, that was so fulfilling for me. I can think about one of the times, the travels that we had, we went to the Ukraine. And I mentioned the Ukraine because this really touched my heart at a whole different level of significance as Americans. And we take things so lightly and for granted, right? And I had this gentleman give me a box of chocolates. Now, on the surface, for an American, okay, what's the big deal? Not a big deal. No big deal. But what I found out was that for that person to sacrifice and to acquire that box of chocolates in an area that was highly impoverished was huge. Most of the people didn't have cars. They lived in adverse environments. They didn't have the trappings of the things. Every dollar, penny, cent, nickel, dime, quarter, it mattered. It counted. And this was, in my opinion, a small way, but yet a huge way for this person to say, thank you. My life has been impacted. My life has been touched and changed by you being here and what you do. That right there really took significance